So I'm just sitting outside, got my robe on, sitting outside, and looking at Jessica's backyard. And
oh, okay, you're over at Jessica's?
Yeah, I'm over at Jessica's.
All right.
So my house sold.
Oh, awesome. That's great.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of, you know, I'm going to stop the video. Honey Bear's not on there anymore. So, and I just got out of, rolled out of bed. So, but anyway, so, sold the place. I have never heard of this in my day. Not ever. This is the first time I guess it had to happen to me. So, they, you know how inspectors come and inspect your house?
Yeah.
And they tell you every blessed thing that's wrong with your house. You got it. You know, the door doesn't shut. The door creaks, you know.
right. Yeah.
So, are you an inspector? So, but
no.
Anyway.
Never was.
So they did all of this, you know, inspection and all the stuff, wrote up the report. They didn't even come back and say, hey, fix this. They didn't lower their price. They didn't ask for less. They didn't, nothing. Not one thing. I was like shocked. I've never heard of that.
Well, that's great. That is so great.
Well, it's grace for sure. I can't imagine all this. I mean, you know, I did fix a lot of stuff before I, you know, stuff that I already know, you know, the corners of your house, you know, all that stuff.
Well, that's wonderful. So when is the closing date?
Well, the closing date is April 11th.
Okay. That is wonderful.
Oh, look, you're outside too.
I am.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
All right, Tim. Look at that. It is a nice morning out there today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. Well, good. Uh-oh, what is that?
I got a prayer request later on. My niece is going to have that. My great niece is going to have that cancer surgery this week, like Monday or Tuesday.
All right. So, well, when we get everybody on board and have some prayer, we're definitely.
Yeah. We just need the doctors to go ahead and, you know, have God direct their hands.
That's right. Absolutely. Oh, hey, Kurt. I didn't say hi to you. Hi, Kurt.
God bless you. God bless everybody. And happy birthday to, Anthony?
Yes, his birthday was, Friday.
Yep.
Yeah.
And a happy, St. Patty's Day.
Yep.
St. Patty's Day.
Yep.
Birthday was Friday?
Anthony's birthday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tell him happy birthday.
All right. Yeah. He's
yeah,
not happy, within earshot yet.
Happy belated birthday.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
For me.
Tell him. Yes, absolutely.
That'd be great.
Yeah. So, that's good. Yeah, birthdays. They keep coming, don't they?
Well, it's an okay thing, Donnie.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
you know.
It is.
The alternative isn't very good.
No.
So.
And then there's the other alternative.
Yeah.
When the Lord returns and we don't have to celebrate birthdays anymore. Maybe we will, though. I don't know.
I don't know. And I probably, I mean, you know, hey, you know, a year is as a thousand years, we're either going to be really old or we're going to be really young.
Yes, right. I think so. I think it's going to be really young.
Yeah. That's good. That's okay.
Absolutely.
No more day and night. So there'd be no more days to even
count. Yeah. It depends on what, I guess, when we have, you know, access to all the universe and everywhere we want to go. I mean, we can, you know, zip into this perfect place that it will be redone in a perfect way. So we could stop in for a couple of days, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I don't know that anybody has ever imagined what it's going to be like and been right, because it's going to be so much greater than anything we could imagine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It will be. So, wonderful to look forward to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hello, Charlie.
Good morning, Donnie.
How is Charlie and Karen?
Well, let me tell you.
All right.
Sarah got in cahoots with Grandma.
Uh-oh.
And they are both now in Tokyo visiting the Japanese kid.
Is that right?
This may be the last time you see me, because I'm probably a little starved to death before she comes back on the 30th. So,
so she's gone until the 30th?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Tokyo?
There's always frozen pizzas there.
So what is the status with Sarah?
Yeah, there's one in the freezer, actually. Jim.
So tell us the status of Sarah in Tokyo. What's going on?
Oh, they're visiting Laura.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right.
And the three of them are probably fast asleep at the moment. So.
Oh, yes. I would hope so. Either that or they're really partying.
I'd be annoyed if that was the case.
Yeah, you'd be missing out on it all. Missing out on all the fun. So she left you home?
Abandoned me.
Abandoned you. But the freezer's full of stuff, right? I'm sure.
Yeah, I did go shopping. You know, stuff that's real hard to prepare, you stick it in the microwave for 3 minutes. It's...
Yes. Yeah.
Pizza.
Yeah, yeah, pizza.
Gourmet cuisine.
Tube steaks.
Yeah. Tube steaks and scotch.
Yes.
While away the lonely hours.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
And men know all about that.
Yeah.
I remember we were supposed to come over to your house one morning, and none of us made it.
Yeah.
When was that?
We went up to pick up a piece of furniture from Matt and Ann. We stayed with them that evening. And the plan was to come to your house Sunday morning.
Oh, no, that's right. Yes, I remember. I remember.
Didn't make it.
one too many tube steaks.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I got you.
Enjoy
it. I remember.
Yes.
Yeah. That's all right.
We got to bed, Charlie.
It was around 3 o'clock, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well.
Yeah.
We'll know better than to leave you guys alone together again. All right.
Hey, where's Robbie? He's such a permanent fixture.
You know, Robbie texted me, or he responded back, because I didn't send that letter out till this morning, and I didn't put a thing on it. And he immediately, I think, I saw something flip back, and he asked me, he said, oh, so no Zoom today? I should respond back and tell him, yeah, we're here. Oh, boy. Let me reply. He might join us if I did. Either that or he's gone to bed.
Well, I'm looking at a whole bunch of people here that figured that out. They use Rasmus Link.
Right. That's, well, you know. Let's see if he gets this. If he gets it, he'll probably jump on. That's funny, though. Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't that I did it purposefully. I was just in a hurry to click send.
What time is it?
Right now? It's 11:19.
In India?
Eastern.
Down here.
In India, it's 7.5 hours later. Right? No, it's more than that. I think it's around...
I thought it was 10 hours ahead.
Yeah, it's right. It's about 9:30, right? 10 o'clock p.m. Yeah. Yeah, so... Let's see, he might join us. All right, well. Ready. Well, we can start. We can ask prayer if you guys would like. And let's see if Robbie joins. He'll just join in. All right. And anyone else may join us too, so. All right, well, I'll begin. Father, thank you for your love and grace. Thank you for the way you continue to watch out for our lives and the way you continue to care for us each and every day. We're grateful, Father, that you are faithful to us, faithful to care for us, faithful to love us and provide for us. Thankful, Father, for everything that your Son, Jesus Christ, did so that we could have this great relationship with you. Thank you, Father, for continuing to work mightily within each of us to have great desire to do the things that you have called us to do. Thank you, Father, for continuing to open doors for us to share of your great faithfulness and love and for the great grace that we all stand in because of Jesus Christ. Thanks, Father, for each and every petition that we have brought before you. How wonderfully providing you are and how that you have done such great things to fulfill those requests for each of us. The things that remain unfilled, we know that they are indeed filled, which is just a matter of our receiving them into our lives. So Father, thank you for continuing to do those things for us. Thank you for continuing to walk with us and talk with us as we go about our days. Thank you, Father, for continuing to heal our minds and hearts, our bodies. Thank you for reminding us that with you nothing is impossible, that you are a God that can do and does do the impossible for each of us when we look to you and believe. Thank you, Father, for the tremendous things that you have done for us and that we can keep those things in mind. Thank you, Father, for the joy that can reside within our hearts as we continue to keep our eyes focused on you. So Father, thank you for this time together. Thank you for the encouragement, the inspiration that you work within each of us as we participate to build one another up the way you have designed this body of Christ to work. So Father, thank you for these things and thank you for all that you do for each of us in that wonderful and powerful name of Jesus Christ. Anyone else like to pray? Go right ahead.
God, I just thank you in the name of Jesus Christ for waking up this morning and opening our eyes and counting your many blessings that we have to go ahead and look forward to today and all the ones that you've done for us in the past and for a wonderful future of eternity with you on your right hand with your Son, Jesus Christ. Can't wait. I just thank you, God, for my great niece this time and my niece, taking care of my niece, that you cured her cancer and now just healed her body so she doesn't have any side effects and that she can finally be whole and enjoy life. I thank you for my great niece and for the doctors this week going ahead and cutting out all the cancer that's in her system, in her body. Not cutting into the spores at all to make them, to open them up, but to go ahead and to take all that and to heal out of her body and to heal her that she never has to deal with this again or never has to look over her shoulder wondering if it ever will come back. I just thank you, God, for all of our lives and for everything that we need, whether we verbalize it or whether we just visualize it in our mind. And I just thank you, God, that signs, miracles, and wonders follow believers. And I just thank you, God, that we are believers, that we do operate the manifestations of the Holy Spirit in our lives, and that you've given it to us so we can walk in power and walk in truth in this life. I just thank you, God, every day for everything that you've done for us, our sonship, our everything that's important that you have given to us. And you've done it by you giving your first fruits, your son, Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, for us to be able to live free. I just thank you in his name that we have victory today and every day until we see you face to face. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
And Father, also we lift to you Chris this day as he's going to go and check out what's going on with his body. Father, that it's easy, it's peasy, it's nothing to be overly concerned about. Thank you, Father, also for all the details for the house, for all the things that are going on. Thank you, Father, for the safety of the trip. Thank you, Father, for our country. Thank you, Father, for open doors of utterance to speak your word. Father, we have a whole list of stuff. And each of us with our healthy bodies, our sound minds, and Father, for your love being able to be manifested in a major way that it changes people's hearts and lives. Thank you, Father, for your continued grace and mercy in our lives. And thank you, Father, for all of our families and our spouses, our friends, family, and Father, for all of those people that are very important to us, for watching over them and keeping them safe. In your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Can you pray for? Amen. Great. Well, what's been going on? Who has a testimony? Tim? Oh. I couldn't hear you.
I was just waving at Patty. I was just...
Oh, okay. There's Robbie. Hey, Robbie.
Sorry, I was not received your link of Zoom meeting.
No.
That's why I couldn't...
I know. Sorry, I didn't respond back to you earlier.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. Hey. Go ahead, Bodney. Oh, good. All right. Well, good. Well, who has something they'd like to share? Anyone?
Well, I'll go if nobody's going to jump in.
Sure. You go right ahead, Kat.
On Friday, I couldn't walk. I mean, I could, but it was more like a hobble or a hop. And, I think I strained, a ligament, the one that goes from the top of the leg into the hip. And, I thought, oh my God, what now? And, it's like, I know my body's not falling apart. And if it is, God can put it back together. So anyway, I utilized that, what I'm calling it now is the power command. And, I did my best to operate the manifestation of faith and zoomed it in on my body. And, you know, I went to bed and I thought, oh, you know, this has just got to work because I can't get up and hobble around tomorrow, you know. And so I went to bed and I got up the next morning and I could walk. And so I don't know why I'm saying it. Like, I'm so shocked because God's always there and he always performs. You know, I guess sometimes we get tangled up with our believing. But I'm fine. God healed me. God gets the glory. And he is an awesome, awesome God.
And that's awesome. That's terrific. Yay.
Yeah, I promised I wasn't like, you know, spending 3 hours strenuously playing pickleball. I mean, I did play a little bit, but, you know, I didn't push myself, so.
Well, that's okay. Either way, God came through, right?
That's exactly right.
And that's the encouragement. God can do these things for us, so.
Yeah, he's our sweet, wonderful Father.
Absolutely. What else we got? Who else has some?
Oh, we had a pretty cool day at the shop yesterday. I think the best thing that happened is we had a guy and his wife come in, and they saw just a coffee table and an end table that Ann had just marked down. they were asking about it because they were afraid something was wrong with it. But it's you know, something that hadn't sold and, you know, Ann had painted the tops of them and, you know, it was a good, it's got good bones, you know, type of thing. And so it was a good set, but, and they were describing how they were buying it for their son. And he lives, I guess, a little bit south of Atlanta, but he's joining the military. He's going down to Fort Stewart, I guess. So I guess that means, Army, but, they were talking that, you know, they basically don't have any furniture type of thing. And a couple kids, they have a couple kids. So they were going to have to, return home and then come back to pick up this, coffee table and end table. And, Ann and I got talking about it while they were gone. We have stuff that we, have here at the house and the barn, that, you know, we need to figure out what to do with. We're not going to put it in the shop. It's, you know, it's not, shop worthy. Yeah. Quality and all that stuff. And, so anyways, when they came back, we said, hey, we got all this other stuff that we were just going to have to figure out, you know, donate or whatever, type of thing. And so, I mean, the end of it is that, you know, it's going to, you know, the father's going to come down on Tuesday and look at the stuff and, you know, see if it's, you know, I'm pretty sure it's going to be stuff. He says, yeah, it'll be good enough. And, so we'll be able to supply the, you know, stuff that his son is needing and, you know, and it's like, it's helping us at the same time because now we're clearing out space and getting rid of some stuff that, you know, probably, like we have a dining room table and chairs and the dining room table is like broken one spot where it's, one piece comes higher than the rest of the table type thing. But it's a fixable thing. And, but if you try to take it to Goodwill, they would say, oh, it's broke. We don't want it type of thing. So, you know, it's just, I don't know. It was just a real blessing to, you know, be able to bless somebody else with this stuff. And it's blessing us. It's blessing them. And, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, it's real enjoyable and probably, you know, God even directed him to come to our shop to, you know, find that coffee table and end table and let us know that they were buying it for their son type of thing. So we could even like, oh, hey, we got this other stuff. So, and other than that, you know, God's just always taking care of us and, you know, making sure that we have the things that we have, so, or need. So we are definitely blessed.
That's great, Matt. Yeah. You know, if, when we share of our abundance, no matter what area in our lives it comes from, it's always a blessing, not just to the person who receives it, but it's going to come back from God to you. And because it's a form of giving, you know, it's like what they did in Acts. You know, they were so blessed with the abundance that they'd received that they just shared it. They gave it to whoever needed it because they had so much that it was over above what they needed. And that's how we continue to keep the floodgates of God's blessings open to us by continuing to give, no matter where it is. I mean, we start first by giving to the ministries that are out there doing for people, the ministries in the body. We give to them so that they can continue to minister grace to the body of believers and do what God's called them to do. And then we give to others as we have ability to do that. You know, and it's all a blessing. And it's wonderful that, you know, this kid's going to be in the military. You know, we need to show our gratitude to our military for doing what they do. And that's a great place to give of your abundance, you know, in addition, you know, to where you begin. You begin by giving to God, you know, which, and then we give to others as we can and are able to. And it all comes back. It all comes back to us. God always continues to take care of us in every detail, every detail. So it's because of God, you know, that we do these things. So. That's wonderful. Who else has got something?
I have a little something.
All right, Vita.
Okay, so goodness, he had to put it all together. So it listens to the father as to what to say, because it's maybe a rather long story. But December, what's this, 24? So 22, I guess. My brother fell asleep. And he has three kids, one of which is not his biologically, but he did sign her birth certificate. And never really... outside of going to the wedding and seeing them a time or two when they were small, did really get a chance to spend any time with them. This brother was kind of, you know, distant, so didn't get a chance to really spend a whole... Marquez, mute your phone. Hey, good morning. Mute your phone. But didn't get a whole lot of time to spend with them and get to know them. But and probably the last time I had saw them, they were babies, really. So got a chance to reconnect with his daughter, which actually is not his daughter biologically. So since then, I've been spending time with her, ministering to her, talking to her and stuff like that. Plus on top of that, there were some legal things going on. So, we was kind of, you know, communicating about that. But, when my brother married her mother, shortly after, they had a son, the oldest, which is his biological, and then she was born. And during the time, they was going through separation, divorce, trying to figure out if they're going to get back together, all that stuff. But shortly after that, her mom left. And they had gotten a divorce, so they were with her, and then the mom just abandoned them pretty much and left. So both of them, her and her brother, my brother's son, was raised by her mother, and which was not a very good situation. One of the reasons she abandoned them and left because of all the things that was going on in that household, pretty much. So the kids grew up, and you can imagine maybe how life was for them, to the point that, you know, the doctor diagnosed them with whatever. But one of the things that was going on in her life is rejection, not feeling worthy, you know, those type of things. And so I just, you know, thank God that I've had the time to spend with her. And she was saying that, she told me the other day, she said, Aunt Vita, she said, I know why we reconnected, so that I could learn God in a bigger way. So this past week, she called me and she was crying. She said, you know what? I have a father, and he's in heaven, and he loves me. And which are some of the things that I've been saying to her, but it just didn't register. It just hit her this past week. The fact that, yes, your father wasn't there. Even her biological father rejected her. So it's like all these feelings that, you know, the enemy tries to, not try, he does, he throws on people. And when you don't know who you are as a child of God, like Jesus told Peter, you know, he has a desire to violently just tear you up, shred you to pieces. That's his desire for us. He does not want us to have good. He does not want us to see the goodness of God and how he's there for her, for all of us and stuff. So it just also remind me of the email that you sent. You know, he cares for us. God loves us and he cares for us. And if we never, excuse me, I have the awesome privilege of having my father in my life, but a lot of people don't, you know. And for her to come to the realization that God is her father and her mother and her all in all, you know, it's a very big thing. And it reminded me of the scripture in Psalms, and I'll just read a couple of verses here. Psalms 139, rather. Verse 7, it says, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. So it doesn't matter. I mean, it's nowhere we can go that we are not in the presence of God. It's nowhere that he's not taking care of us. The same passage talk about how he knew us, and he knitted us together in our mother's womb. You know, he knows us so intimately, and that yes, it matters if we don't have an earthly mother and father, but God is bigger. And he can fill those holes and those places that the enemy continually tell us that we're lacking in, or we don't have, or that we don't have enough of, or we don't, you know, because that's his ministry, to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's what he tries to do to everybody, you know, to get us to think that, no, God is not as good as he say he is, you know. Where is your God now? He didn't do this for you. He didn't do that for you. Da 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 da. You know, the endless suggestions that he put, and I can imagine in their minds for these past 40 years. My nephew that was my brother's biological son, he's going through a lot of challenges, and I'm praying for him because of that situation, you know, and buying into those endless lies that the devil tells him. You know, he said he's been diagnosed with PTSD. No, you've been lied to. The enemy is good at lying to us to buy into all those different things so that, I guess we mimic all these different symptoms when, God is the one who can heal us, bring us back together and put us back together in turn at, give us a beauty for ashes and all those different things. So yeah, I just, you know, I sometimes it can happen immediately. I've been talking to her for over a year now, and it just dawned on her, starting to dawn on her who she is. And and I guess it doesn't matter. And really, when she called me, I was like, oh, my God, I don't want to God, answer that phone, girl. I was okay. As soon as I did, I got energized and was blessed and stuff like that. But at first, I had been dealing with my work stuff, you know, and it's like, I don't want to talk to another person today. ring. Okay. But, yeah, he's in the business of repairing and restoring and putting back together things. So, and it doesn't matter, you know, if we're in the midst of hell, it doesn't matter. He's there. You know, it doesn't matter how the situation and circumstance look, he's there. Never, ever be to the point that I am too bad to call on God, you know, because you're not. He's our Father and he loves us. And, yeah. So I kind of wanted to share that.
Wonderful. Thank you, Vita. That is wonderful. Yeah. God's always there. Healing, encouraging, and enlightening the eyes of our understanding. And doesn't matter how long it takes, right? The seed is sown. And when it falls on the good ground, it's going to grow and it's going to bear fruit. How much time that takes to grow and bear fruit, it's up to the individual and how they're processing and how they're dealing with it. You know, but it is, you know, obviously it was good ground that you sowed those truths into. And now the fruit is becoming into full bloom. That's a wonderful reality. You know, we just never stop speaking the truth, never stop encouraging people, you know, ministering grace, right? That's what we do. We allow our speech to minister grace. And when we're walking with God, it does. When we're, you know, doing the other deal, the old nature, it just never does. So we continue to encourage one another to come back to the new nature, come back to who we are in Christ and let God do the heavy lifting. Let God work. And boy, what a great blessing and privilege it is to walk with God, isn't it? And to know it, to know it, right? Just to know the little bit about him that we know and how just privileged we are in this life. So, wonderful. Thank you. Anyone else?
Oh, none.
Yeah. Okay, Kurt.
Kind of goes along with the letter that you did send. He cares for you. I mean, pretty wonderful how that kind of coincides. And I believe it was, what, Joshua 1:9? Where it said, have I not commanded you to be strong and of good courage? For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. When I thought about it, this is probably really good for word study. Yes, God was with them, but it's so much more wonderful for us that he's not only with us, but is God in Christ. In us, not only with us, but it's in us, whithersoever we go, and that we have that wonderful hope of glory, and that's great. It's, yeah, that ministry of reconciliation, it just doesn't get better than that. So. Thank you, David. That was wonderful.
Thank you. Anyone else?
You know me, Donnie. I'm just blessed.
I do know that, Tim. Good.
Well, I think we're all blessed. you know, I'll tell you, God is just so timely. And yeah, Vita, you know, you didn't want to pick up the phone, but you know, the timing of it was perfect. Oh, dear sister. So, for me, it was, yesterday was quite a full day, in the respect that it was like, all right, so, you know, I'm selling my house. And so I'm up at my son's, Sean's, who lives 2 hours away from where I live. And I'm up there, I'm getting his truck. And so the night before, I go up there and spend the night. And then I've got 2 hour drive to get down to my place by 8:30 in the morning. So I'm up at 5, I'm down there to go get down there. And you know what? I couldn't figure out how his lights worked on his truck, for Pete's sake. Holy smokes. Usually you just turn them on. And I guess he told me that there was some sort of automatic blah, 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 whatever. I couldn't figure automatic nothing out. I tried to turn them on and they didn't turn on. And I was like, where are the lights? It's 5 o'clock in the morning. What am I going to do? It was like, you know, Father, what am I going to do? So there was another vehicle that went by and I thought, okay, I'll just tag along with their lights. I'll just follow in behind them. So I pulled off to the side of the road, let them pull ahead of me. And there I am. I've got parking lights on in this truck, for Pete's sake. I mean, you know, it's a truck, people. It was like, okay. So I'm following this car. Anyway, I get down to my place and God provided every single place where there were no lights on the street, God provided a vehicle. It's so for me to follow. I mean, it was crazy cool, but it was great timing, God's timing. Cause I mean, it's 5 o'clock in the morning on Saturday morning. I mean, who is up at that time? Anyway, so God had people up for me and went down to my place and got down there. It was great. Got down there at about, cause I drove a little slower, you know, following other people. It's always frequently a little slower, but it's, you get there. And, so I got down there about 8. And so I was there on time. And then, I called, David and Daniel Ginn because I had spoken to David before because he had said that he would help me get stuff out. Well, Tom had this desk that was a big, massive old teacher's school desk. It was metal and it's heavy as, I mean, it's, you need to have a dolly to move that thing. So they had brought a dolly and it was just incredible. So I got the drawers out. They came over. We put it out on the curbside and then the garbage men came and they picked it up. It was like, boom, just amazing. The timing of it was just like crazy cool. And then, got the truck loaded up and covered with the tarp and all that stuff. And then the cleaning lady, cause now I guess since the COVID, stuff is quote unquote over, or houses aren't selling as fast as they used to, they are now requiring in Texas that you have your house professionally cleaned. So 20 minutes, the house cleaner called me and said she'd be there in 20 minutes. I said, great. And then I realized that I had forgotten to put the Burl Oak clock in the truck because Sean wants to have that and a few other things. So she helped me do all that stuff. And then she gave me a price on cleaning my house, which was really inexpensive, really super a blessing. And then I got a call from the professional movers that came out to give me a bid on moving the stuff out. And so all of that happened. I was back on the road by 10:30 in the morning. And I mean, it was crazy cool. So I got up, I had to, so Sean also volunteered to, have me drive the truck up to his work, and then he would figure out how to get the truck unloaded when he got back to his place after his work. So because I had a wedding that I needed to go to last night. So, and that started, at 4 o'clock. So I was able to, get back to my daughter's house, get everything, you know, cleaned up and a little polished and shine and nail polish and different things, you know, all that stuff, and get to the wedding on time. I was like, wow, this is just, I mean, I got to the wedding venue 10 minutes before I needed to. So I was just like, oh, Father, you are so good. He always provides what you need when you need it. And I mean, I was just so thankful, still very so thankful, because there's just so much that God is able and willing and wants to do for us. And it's like, you know, what you shared about earlier about the furniture being able to bless and to give, and it was beneficial for you and Anne, and it was just amazing because, you know, you get so blessed. Just think on how Father gets blessed when he gets to give to us and he gets to be glorified because of his goodness, because of his mercy, because of his kindness. His kindness is to all of us, one and all. And he just delights in being able to give and to bless his children for everything and in every situation. I mean, and you know his reward? Yeah, I mean, you know, for you guys have a little more space or opens it up for other projects or whatever. But for God, he gets the praise. He gets the thanks. He gets the glory, if you will. You know, and it's just so wonderful being able to take it to the Father and just say, Father, you've got something set on my heart to do today, and let's just get her done. You know, and whatever the obstacles are, and it's like, you know, you had said earlier about the adversary, he's just, his sole purpose, his sole desire is to steal, kill, and destroy. You know? One of the girls at the, or one of the women, I should say, her heart and her soul is that of a young girl, but she's a woman. Her son-in-law fell asleep unexpectedly at 42. And she's she's got twin babies. But the daughter has made the decision that she wants to come back to know her father's God. She wants to know this Father, Heavenly Father, that her dad knew. Tragedy, sadly, brings us to a place where we appreciate more things and are able to give thanks or to seek out the Father, seek out his goodness, seek out the purpose for us in this day and time. But we who have learned, we are able to encourage, to comfort, to give hope, to love them. And so, you know, we get to show them what God is all about, what the light is all about, what God's love is all about, what his kindness and his mercies and his tenderness is all about. We get to show them how tough our Father is and how much he's willing to fight for us. And so we encourage, we teach, we preach, and it's so wonderful that we're able to, you know, and that God has given us great, great times to share and to continue preaching. You know, there was an old song years ago, I think it was done by a band called Take It, and it was like, don't stop, never stop, don't stop speaking God's word, don't stop speaking. So it's like, yeah, we continue speaking. We speak good words. We speak health words. We speak hope. We speak kindness. We speak joy. We speak righteousness. We speak all the things that our Heavenly Father would have us to speak. And it's a wonderful time that we have here on this earth that we get to share and to give. So anyway, thanks. Love you guys.
Thank you, Lauren. Thanks very much. That was great. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes it's the challenges that we face, you know, that drive us closer to God and understanding, you know, the way he brings us through those things. And we never stop seeking God, so we have plenty to speak to others about his goodness and his grace. So thank you, Lorian. That was wonderful. Anyone else?
Who got married, Lorian?
I wanted to just really thank Rita for what she shared because, you know, Donnie and Patty do know, and you guys kind of know what I've been dealing with my niece and now my niece's daughter for a long time. And it just seems like it's one thing after another that happens in their life. And it's just, you know, there's so much garbage and trash that has attacked my family on that side for years now, you know, and I've been sharing the word with her for a long time and praying with her and got her through the stage 4 cancer thing and, you know, and now through her daughter. But, you know, when you talk to them, you know, sometimes, you know, they give you the answers that kind of, you know, pacify, you know, trying to, you know, you say, well, God loves you, God can heal that. And they're just like, yeah, I know. I mean, you know, like they don't have the time really, they don't really think about that or see that. And for you, Vita, to go ahead and share that when she, you know, called you up and said, you know, I have a Father in heaven, you know, I mean, and had that realization. You know, it just, we can never get discouraged when we don't see the results in our own life or with other people. Deliverance, it's not, you know, God is still constant and God will still heal them. And that's the focus that we have to have, see them healed in our minds, you know. And, you know, this surgery that she's going to have is, the cancer that she has is one in a million, my great niece. And if they open up and miss that mole and open up those spores, she's going, you know, that could kill her. And it's very, very dangerous. And, you know, and I have no fear about, that she's not going to go ahead and get through it. And that's a wonderful thing to have is when you know that your God, has your back. You know, because we've put our trust in so many people to have our back, and we've been all burnt, but we've never been by God. And so I just, you know, Linda, you talking about what you were talking about, Vita, what, you know, those things healed my heart, you know. I don't, you know, to see God work in other people's lives just makes my believing stronger to see more results and see people get delivered on a bigger basis. So I just wanted to say thank you for that.
Great, Tim.
Yeah, it was great, Vita. Thank you. Incredible. And Lorian, too.
Yeah. Oh. You're welcome. And Lorian, yeah, that was great. And also, you're an adventurous one. So anytime you want to go break into a home, just let me know. I'm there with you. That's an inside joke.
Did you have something?
No, not really. Not today.
All right. Well, anyone else have anything? I see him. Hey, Marquez. Glad you could join us. Now you can unmute and say hi.
Maybe he doesn't want to.
Maybe he doesn't want to.
Oh, I do have one thing,
okay.
Actually. And I don't remember if I don't think all of you were on last week, but those who were, my friend Barbie from my childhood and best friend in high school was on, and you know, she shared later with me that she just loved the fellowship so much. And now I've known her and communicated with her literally since we were little kids, like my first little birthday party when, you know, 3-4 years old, she was there. And I've known her all my life and the things that she's gone through and her challenges and so forth. And she had wanted to get on today. Maybe she didn't think we were doing it because the letter didn't come in time, but she really loved it, and we've talked a lot since that time, and it's just perfect timing for her. And keep her in your prayers. She's got some health issues, but she's really insanely adamant to just walk into her healing in every category, literally, because she's not allowed to drive. They took her driver's license away because this big semi truck hit her, and it wasn't her fault, and she lost the court case. And so anyway, the long and the short of it, she is declared legally blind, but she can see, and she's seeing better all the time, and her health is getting better, and she's, it's been said that she's got all these diseases, the doctors tell her, but she's like, I don't feel like I do, Patty. I feel great. And she literally walks all over our town. If she wants to go anywhere, if someone doesn't pick her up, which is rare that they do, she will walk all over the entire town to go. She said, Patty, I walk to Walmart, I walk to the grocery store, I walk everywhere. And she's very fit. And she trusts God that she's whole and she's healed, even though the doctors all say she has all these diseases. And I'm thrilled that she is interested in asking questions and wanting to be a part of, you know, not only our fellowship, but just learning. She just wants to learn. She's always been that way. And I remember her dad teaching her and I, and she had a number of siblings. I was an only child, and I think she had like three or four siblings. Her youngest brother passed away. You know, her and I are the same age, 71, almost 72. And, you know, she's the only believer in her family. And her dad used to tell us things from the book of Daniel when we were little kids in you know, middle school and high school. And we would listen, and nobody else would in her whole family. And, so anyway, I'm just excited that that I have an open communication with her again, and keep her in your prayers. You know, she's challenged on some levels, but just like it says in Romans 8, you know, cast down but not destroyed. She sees herself victorious, and she sees well enough to do what's necessary to do, and her sight is improving. She believes her kidneys and all the other things that supposedly are failing are healing and are getting better. And we talked about walking into your healing, you know, expecting God to do for you what he says he will do. So, I don't know if that, Vita, you weren't on last week, were you, or were you? I didn't think so. Okay. Well, you didn't meet Barbie years ago when we went to my hometown, because she was, she lived somewhere else at the time. She's lived all over the country. And, so I shared some things with her about you and how God just brought a man into your life miraculously after several, what you call, how'd you put it, bombed out marriages. And now you're teaching about marriage because God put it on your heart to do that and to help people. And I told her that so many of my friends have had miraculous situations, you know, on the fellowship with, like Matt and Ann, with God stories about meeting each other after having been married before or something. And she is very much alone and lonely and would very much like to have a companion and has been married a number of times in the past. And I think, you know, these are just God stories. They're all great. But I think that's really all I wanted to share. I'm blessed in my heart because I have literally for all these many years. I mean, she was at our wedding, her and her sister-in-law and our other best friend from high school. These three girls were at what were called the core weddings when we had 57 couples around the lake at the Emporia, Kansas, and little, you know, just to the onlooker, a strange setting kind of thing. So I just want to say that about her. I'm excited about that. And,
Yeah. You know, it's all about the timing. When
yeah.
people are ready to hear, yeah. they hear.
Yeah.
When they're ready to respond with true faith, they see. And that's the challenge that we're all faced with every day of our lives. You know, we need to hear the truth so that we can believe the truth. And, you know, we encourage one another with that truth. And we continue to direct our attention to the things that God can do. And there's nothing he cannot do. And so whatever it is that we need him to do, the only thing that prohibits us from receiving that from God that we need is either our own faith or our own lack of willingness to continue to press on towards it until we receive it. And if we quit, we don't receive. You know, that's just the bottom line. If we quit trying, we never accomplish, right? And so that's our greatest activity in life is to continue to trust God to deliver on those requests we've made and never give up on his ability and his willingness to do those things for us, no matter what it is, no matter how far out of our own reach it may seem. It is not outside of the reach of God. And as we focus on that, we find ourselves in a peaceful place. We find ourselves eventually receiving those things that we have asked of him, no matter how difficult it may seem. You know, to us, things are there are so many things that are impossible to us alone. But as we believe, there's nothing impossible. As we believe God, there's nothing impossible. And so we determine how much or how little we receive. We're the ones that determine that. And if we don't give up on God, He will never give up on us. He never will. He never will quit encouraging us. He'll never quit, quietly and calmly encouraging us in our heart. And He'll never stop. And that's why we love Him so much. That's why as we've gone through our lives and looked to Him and trusted Him and set our heart on Him and seen Him deliver, like Tim, like he said, you know, when I trust people to have my back, you know, they don't. I get disappointed. But God has never failed to have our back. You know, He is at our back. He's before us. He's beside us. He's all around us, continuing to move us forward as we trust Him. You know, and that's the great thing that we have to give to people, that knowledge that God is faithful, that God brings only good things to us, that He is the Father of lights. There's no darkness in God. None. Any darkness does not come from God. It comes from the adversary and his kingdom. You know, we are fathered by the Almighty, who is His love and grace. He is eager to take care of His children. Not because of what we do, but because of who He is. That's why. You know, and if we don't forget that, if we let that truth slip, then yeah, we get discouraged, we get sidetracked. We cheat ourselves from the blessings of God, because God really does have so much to give to us. He has cattle on 1,000 hills. He has so much to give to each one of us. He never runs out. He never runs out. And that's the great reality that we can live in. You know, that our Heavenly Father is there. He's faithful and He is filled with love and grace for each one of us. You know, we may have a hard time showing that to ourselves. We may have a hard time showing it to others at times, but God has no problem in showing how much He loves each of us. He has no problem at all in doing that. He doesn't have an old man nature that He has to deal with. He is pure. He is love, and He shows it day by day as we turn our hearts to Him. So thank God for His goodness, right? His faithfulness. And we continue to encourage one another to turn our hearts and our eyes on Him. And so we have a great, great, exceeding great and precious promises that we have access to because of what Jesus Christ did for all of us. So let's enjoy that. All right. So that's what was on my heart today. I'd like to pray and have some manifestations, okay? So, Father, thank You for, again, Your love, Your grace, Your goodness to us. Thank You for continuing to care for each one of us, continuing to guide us through those challenges that we face day by day, that as we take Your hand, You guide us through. You lead us through into that great place that You have prepared for each one of us. That place that is filled with joy, that is filled with abundance, that is filled with Your grace and Your favor. Thank You, Father, for doing that for us. Thank You for being there for each one of us. And thank You for Your continued willingness to forgive us when we fall short, when we stumble. Thank You, Father, that You saw it coming ahead of time and You were there for us to catch us and keep us from falling. So thank You for Your goodness. Thank You for that power that resides within each one of us, that Christ in us, that Holy Spirit of promise that You have given to us, that is ours and ours alone, that we can benefit from and profit from each and every one of those manifestations of it. So thank You for these things. Thank You for the words that we hear directly from You. when we speak by that Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Someone speak in tongues and interpret or prophesy, please.
Essendo questa creata che io sono creata, chiamo queste chiedo su creata che io non conosco creata, che rienzo cosciente ma sta creata e non creato, e panahani che sarà coscia creata fissite, la nostra creata ma creata mio. And know my beloved children that I am your father, I am your daddy. There is nothing that you need that I will not take care of. I will never leave you nor forsake you or leave you alone. I am always with you. Everywhere you go, my eyes is upon you. There's nowhere that you can go that my eyes is not upon you. So bring your hearts to me and rest fully in me, knowing that I, your Father, has everything taken care of for you. You are my beloved, beautiful, beautiful children. And like a father, like a dad, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Nosso yande está yando allá que hecho, corazón de las criadas, pero hay que la maravilla. No, my dear children, I dearly love you. I shall always be with you. Trust in me. Believe in me. I will always take care of you and strengthen you and heal you. For I am thy Lord. I am thy Father.
Know that I love you dearly. You are my children, and my care is for you. My love is for you, and my power is for you. I created the heavens and the earth. I created everything from the mountains to the deepest seas. My power is strong, and that power is in you. Walk with me and talk with me. Know my love and care for you. Know my power for you. You have the ability to stand in this life, stand against the wiles of the adversary, because it is he who wants to see you damaged. He wants to see you destroyed. But I love you and I care for you. I have given you my grace. I have given you of all my blessings. And know as you walk through this life and you walk with me that you will have everything you need. You'll have abundance. You'll have the things that just bring you the greatest joy. And then there's eternal life. I have given you that. So expect that and expect great things, both in this life and the eternal life, and know that we will live in glory together.
Heavenly Father, thank you so very, very much for your great care and love for us, not only in this life, but in that which is to come, that we know and we believe and trust that you have everything covered. You've got us taken care of no matter what the situation or how dire it might seem in a moment, but we know that you've got the answer and that you will take care of us in every situation. Thank you for your great love. Thank you for how very much you've given us in this life. Thank you for blessings, and thank you that we honor and trust and believe you on the things that you've written and given us in your word, but also in real time in that spirit within us, how you show us things as we're really truly connected and desiring to know and to have answers from you, Father. Thank you for that. Thank you for just the privilege to continue to learn and grow in grace and to give glory and honor for you. Thank you that you've made that available to us and that you've given us the means to do it, and that it's all about you. And the only thing we provide is the desire and the humility. And thank you for great love, peace, power, forgiveness, and all things good, like your word promises. Thanks for this day and the days ahead. If the Lord tarries, we'll just be walking in glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you. Amen.
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 All right. Okay.
Amen.
Oh, that, you know, also too, an afterthought on the whole marriage thing. Mira Lee is another one. I mean,
I saw that on Facebook. She's engaged, or she?
No, she got married. Yesterday.
She got married. Okay.
That's the wedding that I went to.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And her former husband had passed away a few years ago, which, you know, look what God did for her. This is just, you know, God will do anything for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how much he loves us, I tell you.
Yeah. How's the married life, Vida?
Huh?
How's the married life?
Oh, it's wonderful.
How's the package?
I get to...
What does that mean?
It's just a private joke.
I get to practice.
Practice all the things that you're preaching?
No. I get to practice what it's going to be like in heaven.
Oh. Okay, I guess I have
dress rehearsal.
I have to explain myself. I guess a year ago when we did Resurrection Sunday here, I think it was a year ago, it had to be, Vida walked past me because we had a whole bunch of people in here. She's like, I got to go check on my package, meaning checking on her husband to see how he was doing. Her prize, her present from God, her package.
Yes.
It's really wonderful. All the things that I used to pray because I wanted to, you know, to do so much for God and stuff like that. It's like I have the opportunity to do that now. So that's what, you know, makes it so wonderful. And I don't have to worry about, well, okay, if I go do this, where I will lay my head tomorrow, you know. So it's really wonderful to see what God has done in that light. And if we just continue to be faithful to him, he will continue to be faithful to us. Well, he'll be faithful to us even when we're not faithful to him, but, you know, it's like he'll take care of us. So
eventually he brings to pass the desires of our hearts.
Yeah.
And the impossible.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. We don't give up. We don't give up.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know one of my desires was, and I kept telling Donnie, I said, Donnie, you're going to marry me. And it was a lot of years. I got a divorce in 91. So how many years is that? 30 something years?
Oh, let's not count them up.
No.
let's just say that's
over 30 years, you know.
Let's just say it was a while. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. And Tom got to walk you down the aisle, Vida.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
And how many times along the way, though, did it's like...
We won't even talk about that either.
No, but I mean, it's kind of like nothing was right until God's right one.
Yeah,
the right
it was.
One.
Yeah.
And then it was better than anything that you'd expect. And that's the beauty of how God fulfills our promises or our prayers. So,
can
I ask a good thing to wait on him too, you know?
Yeah. Wait on him. Don't be in a hurry. Don't try to do it yourself.
It's a great thing to wait on him. It'll save you some headaches, heartaches. But yeah.
Great words of wisdom.
Yeah.
Okay.
What were you saying, Tim?
Oh, I said, I guess there's still hope for me, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
What do you mean?
Well.
I've just you know, I've resigned myself of being single the rest of my life. I don't know. So we'll see.
Well, you got to change that that reservation.
All right. I'll try. I'll try, Donnie.
Well, it's up to you, you know. It's just up to you.
I had done that.
Yeah, Matt.
Like, eh, oh well, we'll see what, you know, I wasn't planning on finding anybody or anything like that, and then Nan came along. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, because she had a different prayer, right?
No.
Not looking either, Ann, right?
Same one, but, you know, it was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, but when you saw him, oh boy.
It was the note on the windshield of his car that got me. Barbie should so be hearing all this. Maybe we can put this one up.
Because I would have never done that. And, you know, now that I'm back, it was like, God told me to do that.
Oh, I'm sorry. What'd you do, Aaron?
Yeah, what did you do?
Alicia.
I will walk Alicia up now.
What'd you do?
Tell us what you did.
Oh, well, you know, I guess I kind of had a crush on Matt after bowling with him for a few weeks. And, you know, I'm usually not one to make the first move and kind of waiting for the man to do that, but he didn't. So I was getting impatient, which I'm kind of impatient anyway. So when I left the bowling alley, I put my phone number on his windshield. And when I did it, I almost turned around and took it off. But now looking back on it, God was like, just leave it there, okay? I put him in front of you, and he's interested. Just leave it on his windshield. And I went home, and he called me.
All right. Amen, sister.
Oh, wow. And you put your name on with the phone number, right?
Put my name on it.
Okay. Yeah.
I'd like to think so. I hope he wouldn't just call anybody.
Yeah, right.
There.
Yeah, well, you weren't looking around your car looking for a dented fender or something, right?
No, I wasn't.
Matt is blushing.
Yeah.
Are you, Matt? You know, you weren't you on a bowling league with Ann's brother?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And my brother made me bowl.
Yeah. Her brother made her bowl on his team, and so that's how we eventually met.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, Tim, it was really when I stopped looking and I did say, well, you know what? Okay, I'm done. I'm not doing this. And it was when, but it wasn't my desire not to be with someone. It's just that I was fed up with my choices. So I said, I'm done. And that's when God did what he did. When I got my stuff out of the way.
And that's, therein lies the lesson, isn't it? Like when we finally quit trying to do it ourselves, we give God that space to do it for us.
He did good.
Like, you know, then he'll tell you to do things like, hey, I'm not one to make the first move, but God's like, no, give him your phone number.
Yeah,
that's what he needs. That's awesome. God,
Vita, I don't know, Vita, if you remember when I was there in Atlanta, and you and I, this was the time when we went and we knocked on the wrong door. But remember when we went to the gas station?
Oh yeah.
We went to this gas station, you guys, and oh my gosh, there was this hunk of a guy that was on the other side of the pump, on the next pump aisle over. And he was checking Vita out like, whoo, baby. It was so sweet. I don't know if he got your number or not, but wow.
No, he didn't. I told you he wasn't the one.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, he was flirting, you know. It's nice to be flirted at, but still, yeah.
Yeah, something I just noticed is that Ravi has not disconnected yet. Ravi's listening to every one of these little testimonies here. Right, Ravi?
Yeah. Yeah.
So is
encouraging, huh, Ravi?
Is Ravi married?
Yeah.
No, Ravi's not married, are you?
No.
Ah. All right.
Well, we need to pray for all these guys that want to get married to put the right woman of God in their path for them so that they can move on with things and you know, have fun and have
not only the men, but the women as well.
Single people, all of these single brethren and sistren.
Yeah. 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 Amen. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, God can do that. God can do that for each one of us.
I was going to say all the single ladies, but all the single ladies and all the single men.
Right, right. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't put old Humpty Dumpty back together again.
Wait, what?
But God.
That's right.
Good one, Diamond. Good one.
But God can do it.
And for the girls, too, here's a little piece of advice. I remember wanting to get married, and one of my best friends, and this is obviously many, many years ago when I was still single, one of my best friend's husbands, whom I was in their wedding, okay, and he took me aside and he just sat with me for the longest time. He said, the word of God says, not, you know, who can a virtuous woman find, but who can find a virtuous woman? And he told me to just let go of it and forget about it and not look anymore. And that's what I did. And and then along comes this cute guy. And the rest is history, right? Here we all are.
That's right.
In my case, that's how it worked out.
But darn, man, I wish you had told me that story 30 years ago. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Oh, all right.
Well, you know, God's going to provide.
I love you all so much.
God's going to provide. Well, listen, it's been fun. You guys are the best.
Okay. And love you.
Love you all very much.
I love you all. You all have a good week.
Okay.
All right. Thank
God
you.
God bless.
God bless you all. Love you.
Ravi, Fermanenge.
Fermanenge. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Permishwa Boshise.
Yeah. Amen. God bless.
Amen. Okay, love you.
Love
bye.
You guys.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Go with God.
Dios te bendiga.
Yeah.